Yes, that line.
But I'm not singing.
On the right.
I'm name. Not singing.
Not that Maggie.
It's all you, Bobby.
Back in town.
Yes, sir. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. Got you for the next 3 hours as we take you to 5 o'clock in the warm-up show. Fleegs on the other side, 888-808-1019. And I don't know about getting closer to death, but we are getting closer to the end of the baseball season. And every day that passes by, it feels less and less likely that either of these teams are going to do what we hope they would do. And we'll get to the Mets. As they've lost 6 of 7, they had a very disappointing loss last night after rallying back after a bad performance from Sean Manaea to rally back to tie the game. Ultimately, can't come through with the big hit. A couple of mistakes lead to a 7-6 loss over the Cleveland Guardians. And that's child's play compared to what the Yankees have been doing lately. As last night, they drop a heartbreaker as it was eloquently put there in the open, in the update, rather. A heartbreaker, 8-5 over the Texas Rangers. You know, just a little pennant race game on the road in Texas with an early 3-0 lead with your ace on the mound looking to stop a 3-game losing streak, trying to get back into this divisional race as, you know, Toronto's playing the lousy Colorado Rockies. You got a 3-0 lead with your ace on the mound and, you know, opportunities missed in the first two innings, but yet still have the lead. Max Fried have the lead late in the game with the bullpen in, watching bullpen guy, at new reliever after new reliever. It was like the opposite of the other night where all the relievers are coming in and they have the same stat line. One inning, no hit, no runs, one walk, one strike, no walks, one strikeout. Like, it was just beautiful until the end. And I guess we could just start at the end because there's a lot to get to with this debacle of a loss. But there is one thing crystal clear that stops right now. We all know it. You know it. You're saying it in your car right now. You know what I'm going to say. Devin Williams is no longer the closer of the New York Yankees. That's just plain and simple. You cannot give up a home run to Jacques Peterson and his 136 batting average in that game in the bottom of the ninth to secure a victory this Yankee team desperately needs. You cannot throw a changeup down and in, still hanging in the zone on a 2-1 count to one of the worst hitters in baseball, have him take you deep, and still be the closer for the team. I don't care about his ERA. I don't care about anything else. And I'll be totally honest with you, and I know we're going to have this fight. I don't care. I had no problem with it last night. I honestly didn't, because I was screaming about going to Weaver or Williams on the Friday night game against Miami. These guys are just getting acclimated. I have no problem with the idea of not thrusting them right into the closer role to start as a New York Yankee. I didn't. I had no problem with giving, you know, Bednar the eighth and giving Doval the seventh. I had no problem with it. But now this is it. This is it. I know many of you disagree. Friday night, Doval blew the save. Friday night, Bednar was terrible. And we were screaming that these guys stink. And we were screaming that the trade deadline was a disaster. And these guys all suck. And now we need them to close because they blew the game. I didn't need them to close. I needed Devin Williams to close and get the final outs. And he's incapable of doing it. And it's been a disastrous trade from the jump. He's had his, you know, month or two where he was pitching fairly well. But in the biggest moments, when they have needed him most, he has been an out-and-out debacle. And now these guys have gotten their feet wet. Now Duvall has come in and pitched well, throwing 99 miles an hour. Now we've seen Bednar come in, pitch well in this game. He's got his feet wet as a New York Yankee, and we've all seen Weaver close all the way to the World Series last year. This is the last time we need to see Devin Williams as closer of the New York Yankees. That is plain and simple, numero uno, obvious. I don't care what else we're talking about. If you hear me at all, Aaron Boone, or anyone else in the Yankee organization, if you hear anything else I say over the next 10 minutes or 3 hours, disregard all of it except the idea that Devin Williams is not the closer. Plain and simple. And I'm pretty sure that's the message Aaron Boone didn't want to say but said last night. That's it. When he was asked about his confidence as the closer, well, we've got guys down there now, including Devin throwing the ball well. That's it. You cannot have that happen. And there are many things that get into this game that you can't have. And let's start, well, we started with Devin Williams. Let's get to the front of the game with Max Fried, who just wasn't good enough, plain and simple, and hasn't been good enough for the last month. Since the start before the blister, he has been not good enough. And to get a 3-0 lead, now, yeah, did they have bases loaded in the first and unable to come through? Sure. Did they have bases loaded with, you know, after scoring 2 runs in the second and not be able to get that big hit? Sure. They gave their ace against the Texas team that's been hitting better, but ultimately this year has had a down offense. They gave him a 3-run lead, and it didn't last 2 innings. He was all over the place. He wasn't throwing any of his breaking balls. He couldn't get anything other than the cutter over for strikes. He was terrible in that second inning. Did he battle? Did he have a clutch? You know, did he have a clutch 2 innings in the, although he was helped out by a play by Anthony Volpe, but did he get two more zeros to get us through 5? Yeah, great. Not good enough. He's got to be better. This offense, let's get to the offense. Yes, they had opportunities in the first 2 innings to blow this game open. Then they take the lead with the Stanton, just absolute missile. I mean, only Stanton can hit a ball like that. They take the lead and then do nothing against Gray and let him go out there and throw 4 innings of shutout baseball. I mean, you got to be able to add and do more offensively. So there we get on the offense. Pretty much meekly went down after taking the lead 5-4. But to me, like, this is just more of a wasted opportunity. And what's frustrating about the Yankees here, and then we'll get to Bird. And I don't, you know, that's just nothing going right. I have, like, what do you, got the righty Lane. He comes in, he gets a couple of the most awkward swings you've ever seen in your life. Right, we know he stinks. I would, if there was even one lefty up in that time frame, I would have went to Hill instead of Bird. But you traded for Bird. He's got this sweeper. I mean, you can't. Oh, I forgot in the offense, you can't get the. You know, we'll get to Wells and whether or not. You know, to me, you get that runner over. You have him at third. Volpe gets walked. Wells comes up. I mean, he has been brutal. Wells has been brutal. Whether it's the mistake, not knowing how many outs there are at second, whether it's dropping a pop-up, and then in this situation, and again, we'll get into the managerial stuff. This game to me isn't necessarily on Boone. The whole thing is on Boone. The underachieving is on Boone. I went on it yesterday. I'll continue on it today. The feeling around the club is on him. The way they've been losing and underachieving is on him. Boone is having a terrible year, and if it continues, he's going to get his ass fired. That's fine. I don't have a problem with anything he did last night necessarily. If you need a hit there, then I'm bringing in Ben Rice. I know Wells stinks. He also is tied for the American League lead in sacrifice flies. The idea that there's the runner on third and all I need is contact or a fly ball, I want to keep Wells in the game. He's better defensively. I know Rice is okay defensively, and he's been better than maybe what we thought. But I don't want to go into the bottom. I don't want to go into extra innings with a lead and Ben Rice behind the plate if I can help it. If it was a runner at second base and I need the base hit, then I go to Rice. But because all I need is a fly ball, I don't have a problem leaving Wells in the game. He's got to do a better job than swing at the first pitch 6 feet outside and then hit a meek little ground ball. And Anthony Volpe has got to steal first base. Cone said they're giving it to him. Now, sometimes in that situation, they don't even throw through. Sometimes they do. I don't care. Anthony Volpe has got to steal second base to make sure there's not a double play in that situation. You want to say Boone should have put the steal on? Fine, I'll give you that. Boone should have put the steal on. He's got to be standing at second base. Anthony Volpe has got to get to second base. Wells has got to hit the ball in the air in the top of the 10th. Plain and simple. And you can complain pinch hitting for Rice. Again, if they needed a hit, I would have done it. The idea that all you need is a fly ball, Wells has got to come through. And then I want my better defensive catcher trying to save a run. If a runner gets to third and there's a ball in the dirt, I want to make sure that Wells is back there. As terrible as he is offensively, and he is terrible. All I need is a fly ball. Go get the fly ball. Don't hit a little meat ground ball right back to the pitcher to end the inning. And then you get to the bottom of the inning. Birds in there throwing sweepers, making them look bad. They decide to walk Langford to pitch to Young. I understand it. Young's a far less hitter. And you're setting up a force at any base. But, of course, anything that the manager touches, any decision the Yankees decide to do, all of it fails. Other than the Yankee lineup that nobody liked with Goldie at the top of the order, and he manages to get some hits. But everything they do right now, it doesn't matter. In that game Friday night, you pinch run Caballero, he steals the base, you get him in with the base hit, looks like it's going to work out great, and then in right field, he can't make the simplest of plays. Nothing is working for the New York Yankees. Nothing. It is amazing to me how nothing works. I mean, Jock Peterson, are you kidding me? I knew it when they were talking about it on the broadcast. Ryan Rucco had to open his mouth, and this isn't about him, but he had to open his mouth and say, oh my God, you know, what a miserable year Jock Peterson is having. He's one of the worst hitters in the game. They gave him a 2-year contract. You know, he had a 900 OPS last year. He is just dreadful this year. Go on and on and on about how terrible he is this year, and I just knew it. I just knew it. And if you're Devin Williams, the one thing you cannot do, the one thing, is hang a changeup low and in to a left-handed hitter. It's like the one thing you can't do. If you throw a fastball up and it gets a base hit, like if you could do almost anything else, he's not going to hit it out of the ballpark. There's only one pitch he hits for a home run, and that is the changeup that hangs in the middle of the zone down and in. That's it. It's unbelievable. And now that is the clear-cut answer from this. Again, I know many of you are going to argue with me at 888-808-1019. I have no problem letting them get acclimated. I don't. I don't want to thrust the ball right into the closer role. We saw what happened when they did that on Friday. Let them get acclimated. I have no problem trusting Williams in that spot. He's blown one save. I know he hasn't been all that good. The ERA is a little misleading. He's come in with a 3-run lead a couple of times, 4-run lead a couple of times. And then, you know, you treat it differently. One guy gets on, it's defensive indifference. Then you want to make sure you throw strikes. Like, he hasn't been all that bad. But in big moments, I don't trust him at all. That's it, at all. He's now blown back-to-back saves. He is out of the closer's role. I don't care who it is. I don't care if it's closer by committee. Devin Williams is not the closer of this baseball team anymore. And if they continue to do it, I won't even know what to say. It's hard to imagine. I think Aaron Boone pretty much made it clear in the postgame they are not going to be closing with Devin Williams. But this team... I said it yesterday, and I'll say it again today. What is so frustrating about this stretch, as now they find themselves tied for the final wild card, a game and a half up over the Texas Rangers for a playoff spot, tied with Seattle. The good part about that is they have won the season series against Seattle, so they're tied. Doesn't really matter. What's the difference between the second and third wild card? They're a game and a half up over Texas. They get all the positivity of the trade deadline. And you can crap on it now. We'll see how it plays out. Bednar and Doval looked really good in this game. I still think it's a very positive trade deadline. It helped solve a lot of their bullpen issues. I still think both of those pitchers at the back end of the bullpen can help this team immensely. I like Caballero. He's got speed. He can play shortstop. I still think it's a good trade deadline. They're coming off a good trade deadline, winning 3 games in a row against a divisional opponent where they have been terrible. And the Tampa Bay Rays. And then they go into Miami and blow that game Friday night. And since then, this team, and Boone even said it when asked, is the team feeling it? And he said, yes, They are feeling it. They are tight as a drum. I'm watching the highlights now. Max Fried trying to do too much and throwing a pickoff move into the outfield. Like, just too much. Jazz trying to make a stupid play. Over and over again, trying to do too much. But right now, everything Aaron Boone touches is a failure. Everything this team tries to do is a failure. Last night was an opportunity to win a game against Texas. They come out, they score early, they take the lead back on the Giancarlo Stanton home run. Every single one of the relievers that comes into the game is dominant. And then they go to Devin Williams in the ninth, and he can't get out Jacques Peterson. I don't know if you want to call it the worst loss of the season. I don't know what, if you want to call it rock bottom necessarily, whatever the case may be. It is just an unbelievable set of circumstances that has transpired over the last four games after a positive deadline and a three-game winning streak. And thankfully, Judge is coming back today. I don't know how much it's going to matter, to be totally honest with you. You've got Will Warren versus Nathan Eovaldi tomorrow night. Nathan Eovaldi with his 1.49 ERA and has owned the New York Yankees since leaving the New York Yankees. And is one of the better big-time clutch pitchers of his generation, really. And they're in desperate need of wins, just like the Yankees are in desperate need of wins. But right now, it just feels like they are going to do what bad teams do. They are going to find a way to lose. They score three runs early. Their ace gives up four in the second inning. They battle back with a home run to take a 5-4 lead. They don't tack on runs. They have to roll out these relievers because Max Fried didn't go deep into the game. That's part of it, too. Yeah, he battled. Now, I'm watching the postgame, and they're calling it a gritty performance. Yeah, real gritty. Yeah, he battled, and he gave them two zeros after that miserable second inning. He got them to the fifth. Great. He got them to the sixth. Great. Not good enough. Max Fried, with a three-run lead, has to get them into the seventh inning. Now, Devin Williams still might have closed this game, and who knows what happens, but he's got to be better. You've got an ace you can't trust. You've got a rest of the rotation that God knows, like Rodon you don't trust in a big game. Will Warren's a rookie. Cam Schlittler's a rookie. And, you know, right now you can't. Luis Gil's just coming back from injury. So you can't trust the rotation. You've just determined that you don't have the closer. You're going to find out who your closer is over these next 49 games. I mean, you've got an offense that, even without Judge, I still think has done a pretty good job outside of the two games in Miami. But you've got a team that's tight as a drum. When they pitch, they don't hit. When they hit, they don't pitch. They make mistakes left and right. It has just been an absolute debacle. And now they are now 60-53. They are seven games over 500. They lost a game in the standings to the Red Sox. They lost another game in the standings in first place to Toronto. They are literally a game and a half up of being out of the postseason. And they've got their closer spitting the bit against a 130 hitter. Watching John Gray come in with a 7.94 ERA and shut down the Yankees pretty much outside of the Stanton home run for four innings. Stave in the Texas bullpen? I mean, just an out-and-out disaster. And for me, the thing that comes out of it is that's the end of Devin Williams as the closer of the New York Yankees. That's it. Never again. Never again. He is out. That's what the trade deadline accomplished, right? It doesn't have to be just Weaver. They've got two other guys who have closed games, over 100 saves in their career. That's it. I mean, how many times can they have games like this? How many times? How many games can they have won and blow it for either mistakes or bullpen or whatever? You could every which way, they find ways to lose these games. They come out, lead off home run. They get two in the third, and you're like, well, with Fried on the mound, we're feeling good. A Texas team that hasn't hit it all that much, and immediately it's gone. Then they battle back, and that's not enough. That is, I mean, it's just a gut punch. What these two wins, like to me, what Friday night could have been, four in a row, off of the trade deadline, feeling good, out in Miami, would have been an enormous win. Last night, off of the sweep, to get off the deck, go out there to Texas, battle back and win a game, even with the ace not having a his best outing, finding the bullpen that the trade deadline brought in and having those guys shut it down along with Weaver and go out there and take the first game of the series and jump to 3.5 up out of a postseason spot and hang with the Red Sox and the Blue Jays. That's a win that hopefully you could build on with Judge showing up the next day. Instead, now Judge has to come here and play hero. What an absolute joke. It is unbelievable how many different ways the Yankees find to lose. And I know we'll yell about the manager. I did that yesterday. You want to continue to do it at 888-808-1019. He is underachieving. This team is far... The team, in my estimation, I know it's not like they're playing great baseball, but this team is far better than this. They should not be this close to being out of the playoffs. They are dramatically underachieving, and everything the manager touches right now, even the walk, which I understood. Like, even the walk, you know it. He inserted himself into the game, and they were going to give up a home run because of it. Like, you know it. Even if it makes sense. Even if you say to yourself, all right, he's the lesser hitter. You're setting up forces at the base. Like, it all makes sense. But you know because he touched the game, it's going to fall apart. That's where we are. That I fully admit that. As much as I'll defend him, you just got the sense. Like, leave it alone. He got the first two outs. Just let him go. Why even going to talk to him? Why even making decisions? Just let him go. He's gotten the first two outs. Don't even make him think about things. Just leave him out there. And instead, they do a thing that does make sense, and it still blows up in their face. How? How does this continually happen? 888-808-1019. Quick break. We'll come back. Take your calls. We will get to the Mets because they didn't have a great game either. Obviously dropping it 7-6 to the Guardians. As great as a good a night as Pete Alonso had. It's an at-bat in the ninth you need to come through with. There's questionable base running decisions. Not that questionable to me, but we can get to it. Obviously the error from Beatty is a frustrating one. But ultimately, the Mets 6 out of 7 after a 7-game winning streak and are now a full game and a half back of the Phillies in first place. So they are not alone in this disaster. They just don't do it quite as spectacularly as the Yankees do.
Real sports talk for real fans with real opinions. The Fan, 101.9 FM and always streaming on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn apps.
.231. McMonagle here with you on the Fan. Rough one. It's just a night. It is rough watching this team, man. There is no doubt about it. I still will say I've seen a couple people online, and that doesn't mean anything. You know, it's Twitter. It's not necessarily the overwhelming opinion of the Yankee fan. But if you're out there, we're not rooting for losses. I know I'm a tanker when it comes to the NFL. The Yankees are not in a position to tank or lose because you think they're going to fire Boone and Cashman for it, and you think that's what's best for the franchise. It's just silly. You're rooting for wins. You're rooting to get in. Anything can happen. Plain and simple. And I still believe this team is capable, as crazy as I am. I look at the players. I believe this offense, and now Judge is coming back. I believe this offense is pretty damn good. I really do. I believe the offense is pretty damn good. I think it's as good as anybody else they're going to play against. I think it's deeper. It's got more guys. It's got bench guys. We saw the bench be utilized. We saw Rosario get hits. I know now Slater's gone, but somebody had to go with Judge anyway, so it's not the worst of injuries. Rosario has what? He's 3-for-4 now as a Yankee. He can hit left-handed pitching. Goldschmidt can still clearly hit left-handed pitching. You got Rice to platoon him with for right-handed pitching. Like, Volpe's didn't have a great night last night, drew a walk, but, you know, hopefully he can continue to hit. I know that hasn't been his MO, but neither has been 7 home runs in 12 games. So hopefully, maybe, you know, he's found himself a little bit offensively and no misplays last night defensively. But, like, Bellinger, Stanton. Like, I still think the offense is pretty good. I think the bullpen now, as long as they don't throw Devin Williams to close the games, they've got three guys. And Devin Williams, can, we'll see. Now, listen, again, even with last night, could Devin Williams have blown the game in the seventh? Yes. I mean, he could have blown the game in the seventh. You would have had a couple innings to try and recuperate from it as opposed to going right to extras. But, like, if Devin Williams is going to give up a home run in a one-run game, it really doesn't matter when you pitch him. You're not going to banish him to nothing. Like, he's just not going to be the closer. But I think Devin Williams, hopefully, in the sixth, seventh, or eighth, isn't going to, you know, blow up. Maybe he's, you know, just right now dealing with the pressure of being the closer for the New York Yankees is too much for him. But Doval came in and threw the ball at practically 100 miles an hour. I think Bednar's had a great year and looked good in this game. And I think we all kind of trust, as long as, you know, the further he gets away from the injury, and Weaver. So I think the back end of the bullpen is still pretty good. I think the lineup is pretty good. Right now, the rotation scares me probably more than anything, and they didn't add at the deadline. And Luis Gil didn't have a really good first outing. He's going to be very important to this team. But when I look at the Texas Rangers, I don't see a better baseball team. When I look at the Seattle Mariners, I don't see a better baseball team. I don't. I really don't see a clearly better baseball team. Now, there are teams playing far better than them currently. But as they showed in the graphic, I was watching SNY, I think, they showed how many different the losing streaks of all the first-place teams. The Blue Jays had, like, an losing 8 of 9. You know, the Dodgers have lost 8 of 9 at one point. Like, it has been a wacky season where even the best teams go on these terrible runs. This is not over. There's 49 games left. They have to turn it around. But, man, oh, man, it is impossible watching them right now. And you just get the sense they're going to find a way to lose the game. They have to get over it, because if we sense it, they sense it. Boone admitted as much. They've got to try and get around it. They've got to try and get through it. Maybe the captain coming back and hitting a couple home runs and winning a game can do it for them. I hope. But it's going to be a tough matchup with Evaldi. Last night was a huge, important win. Max Fried on the mound with a better pitching matchup, with the lead, with your closer on the mound in the ninth, knowing you're going up against Warren versus Evaldi tomorrow, or now later today. That's a game you have to win. You have to win it. Friday night against the Marlins is a game you have to win. Even if they lost the other two games against the Marlins and were just 2-2 over the last four games, you'd feel a hell of a lot better. I mean, you just can't lose the games you have to win. Plain and simple. And last night's another example of them doing just that. 888-808-1019. Let's get to the calls. Paul in Buffalo. What's up, Paul?
Hey, good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
I'll tell you what. The offense on this team isn't good. It's great. I think they can hit anyone. I think they're deep. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you, that home run Stanton hit, that is the fastest I've ever seen a ball get out to straight center.
You took the words out of my mouth. I agree with you. I think we've seen it pull down the line from Stanton or Judge or others. I don't know if I've ever seen a missile that doesn't get more than 20 feet off the ground go 420 feet to dead center. I don't know if I've ever seen that.
Chris, I was lying in bed with my wife with the game on, and he hits that, and I said, "Honey, stop! You got to watch this on the replay." And she said, "Was it on fast forward?" I mean, unbelievable.
It's hard to get that excited about it, but you're not wrong. With the way the game ended, it's hard for me to like focus on that. But you're not wrong. That's an incredible shot. He's been great. I'm very concerned about him coming back. We're gonna have a conversation about this later in the show about him coming, about Judge coming back, and what exactly happens to Giancarlo Stanton, because, like, you can't just take him out of the lineup, so I don't know what they're going to do. I wouldn't go as far as to say great, Paul, but I'm with you. I think the offense is more than good enough to do anything they want to do. Like, that's an offense that can win the World Series. I don't think there's any doubt about the pitching, though.
Yeah. The last time a New York Yankee starter went seven innings was Max Fried on June 25th.
Yeah.
I think so much of Mr. Steinbrenner's money is tied up in pitchers who are guaranteed to get hurt, and you're going to pay them for a year or two to do nothing. And then when they do pitch, they don't perform the way you want them to.
Yeah.
It's just paying pitchers.
Frankie
Montas. Who didn't know Frankie Montas was going to come out and crap his pants every time he gets on a mound this year?
Well,
the guy sucks.
I understand, but so did Griffin Canning. And he came out and pitched to a 2.5 ERA for the Mets. You know, I'm with you, and I don't disagree with. Listen, I agree with the Mets' philosophy. If you can do it, if you can do what they've done, I agree. Who wants to pay starting pitching? Totally agree. They get hurt. They don't go deep into games anymore. Like, I'm with you. But you also need Max Fried to be an ace. And you need Gerrit Cole when he's healthy to be an ace. And theoretically, if you can get those performances, it does help you immensely because you're right, most other teams don't have it. So if you can get a Max Fried to go into a postseason game and throw 7 or 8 innings, which we've seen him capable of, that gives them an advantage that a lot of other teams don't have. So, I mean, it's a give and take. Over the long haul of a season, I totally agree with you. In the postseason, they can be as impactful as anyone. In a short series, you get an ace who can throw 7, 8 innings like Detroit has with Skubal. It's going to give you a leg up in any series. But over the course of 162, I don't disagree with you. The best way to build for 162 is put most of your money into the everyday players and hope you get enough with your starting pitching. I don't disagree. And money and bullpen, obviously. Avi in Long Island. What's up, Avi?
Chris, I got to disagree with you, buddy. Okay. I mean, I don't know what's going on with you guys, but
listen, guys.
I want to ask you a question. Yeah, because you're agreeing with the last caller. Mm-hmm. Let me ask you a question, Chris.
Yeah.
What wins championships, hitting or pitching?
I think both, but I know the cliche is pitching, but, I mean, I've seen championships won with hitting, too.
Okay, listen, the Yankees, I'm going to tell you this right now, because to me it's clear as day. The Yankees can hit. They could definitely hit. A lot of teams can hit.
Yeah.
But the Yankees have no starting pitching. Who got injured before the season started?
Cole Luis.
There is. Jared Cole, yes.
Yeah.
One of the best pitchers in baseball.
Correct.
If they had him, it's a different story.
Agreed.
Detroit is gonna sweep the Yankees. Detroit's gonna sweep the Yankees.
Why?
Because Toronto would sweep the Yankees. Because Skubal could go 2 games in a 7-game series.
Yeah, a 7-game series. But you're talking about sweeping. So he's only going to pitch once in a sweep.
Yeah, he's going to win 2 games. He's going to win 2 games. And they have other pitchers who could pitch are much better than the Yankees pitchers. Fried, I like the Fried acquisition.
Mm-hmm.
But you need more than one pitching.
Well,
come on, Chris.
Yeah,
you know that. I know that.
Yeah, I don't disagree. And you want some starting pitching. But again, we have seen, you want to go through the teams that have won championships. Look at the Dodgers last year. What did they win a championship with? They had 2 starting pitchers. And then they threw bullpen games.
The Dodgers acquired a lot of pitchers this past year.
I'm just saying, look at their starting rotation last year.
They have like 5 aces.
Who? When they won the World Series last year. When they won the World Series last year, who were their starting pitchers?
They had a lot of injuries.
Well, bingo, Avi. What's the difference? Injuries, not signing them, whatever the case may be. They won the World Series, and they were throwing 3 starting pitchers and 2 really good ones. That's it. Or 2 even quality ones. That's it. Again, I don't want to get into a conversation because we're a million miles away from the World Series. I don't want to get into a conversation of can the Yankees, you know, win the World Series with their starting pitching. I mean, I guess we can. But right now, I'm worried about how the hell they're going to make it into the postseason. Carlos Rodon, if he has a good game, which, again, very sketchy and unlikely even. I'll even give you unlikely in a big game in the postseason. I have no confidence in that whatsoever. But is he talented enough to do so? Absolutely. Right before the All-Star break, he shut down the Cubs. They've been the best offense in the sport. He threw 8 shutout innings. Like, could he do that in a postseason game? He hasn't proven he can, but is he a good enough starting pitcher to do that? If he gets in out of his own way? Yeah. He is. Max Fried's good enough to be, like, Max Fried, Carlos Rodon, there's a couple of teams that have a better 1-2 punch. You mentioned the Toronto Blue Jays. Who are they throwing at you that are far better than that at the top of the, you know, Gossman? You want to give me the Astros? Sure. You want to give me Seattle? Sure. But I don't think those teams have the Yankees offense. But again, I don't really want to sit here and justify why I think the Yankees can win the World Series. I think they can. I think they can. If they get in, they can. Right now, I don't know how I'm worried they're going to get in. I still feel like they will because I'm the eternal optimist. And until like a team that's good enough, because I don't think the 23 team was good enough. This team's good enough to make the postseason. And until the Yankees fall on their face completely and don't get to the postseason, especially in this new format, until they don't get to the postseason with a team that I think is postseason worthy, I'm going to believe they will. Because I know their track record isn't winning championships, but their track record is finding a way into the postseason. So until they don't, I'm going to believe they will. And if they get there, they're capable. But right now, they have major problems. And the first one is their closer. Their closer cannot be Devin Williams. And they've got to be able to, like, I'm watching the highlights, just hit the same fly ball that you hit in the fifth, Wells. And would it have even mattered? They gave up a 3-run home run in the bottom of the inning. My goodness. Stuart in Brooklyn, what's up, Stu?
No. Are you kidding me? Devin Williams.
That's a tough one.
Please. And the other two guys pitched very well last night, and as usual, they find a way to lose the game.
Yep.
The thing is, Chris, it's getting very, very, very annoying, and also, it's getting a little bit late.
Yeah.
We're in August.
Yeah.
My birthday is Thursday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Yeah. I'm going to be 73 years old. As Chris, it's getting late.
Yeah.
And you want to know what? The judge is going to come back, and he's going to be a designated hitter. So where does that leave number two, Giancarlo?
I don't know.
Where does that leave him?
I don't know.
I mean, you can't take him out.
No. I don't know what they're going to do. I don't know.
How fast did that ball get out?
115 miles an hour, but it was an incredible bullet. I don't know. And I don't know what they're going to do. That's a major talking point right now. Look, you got to have Judge in the lineup. Judge is a better hitter. If he's available, you got to play him. So, I mean, I think they're hoping. They said in the broadcast that he's going to start throwing a bull. He's going to start, you know, having catch or start a throwing program in like 2 days. So I think they're hopeful, or at least they're going to try to see if they can get him back to at least play, you know, right field a little bit. And they'll live with it if he can't make big throws. If he's not the same thrower and he has to take it easy, he has to take it easy. Like, that's just, they're going to have to live with someone in right field who can't throw. I don't know what else to do. They're just going to have to live with it. And it's because I don't think Giancarlo can play the outfield at all. And I think I saw the pregame comments where that Stanton is not much of an outfield option for them right now. Like, I don't think that's going to happen. So this is a major problem because Stanton's one of their best hitters. And not only do they need Stanton right now, they absolutely need him in the postseason. And as much as he's just been great in the postseason, I don't think he can, like, sporadically play between now and then just turn it on in the postseason. So, like, he's got to get regular at-bats. It doesn't have to be every day, but it's got to be regular at-bats. He can't be a role player playing two games a week. Like, that can't happen. He's got to play 4 out of 6 games. Like, he's got to. So I don't know what the hell they're going to do. And I agree with you. And I agree with the last caller. Starting pitching right now is scary. Again, when I say that it doesn't mean they can't win with it, that's not necessarily saying, ooh, I feel really good about it. They're going to go out there and win. I'm just saying I don't think their starting pitching as of right now, like, precludes them from winning necessarily, because I do think that those two arms at the top of the two all-stars. Like, Freed isn't pitching like it at the moment. They'll need him to pitch like that. And it's not impossible. He's been that for most of the year. And Carlos Rodon on any given night is talented enough to go out there and dominate. We've seen it. Against good teams. We've also seen them blow up in big spots. Not a lot of confidence, but that doesn't mean they can't. That's all I'm saying. And for me, if you're out there thinking that it's in the best interest of the Yankees to lose, I don't know what the hell you're talking about. This isn't the Giants 3-11. This isn't the Giants 2-12. It's just not. You got to go out there and chase it and get into the postseason. And does making the wild card and losing the wild card round mean absolutely nothing? Of course it does. If they get to the postseason as a wild card and don't get out of the wild card round, what did it mean to make the postseason? It meant absolutely nothing. And Boone should be gone, and Brian Cashman should be gone. Totally on board with that. If they lose in the wild card round, both of those things should happen. So, like, but that's not the point. Because the point is, you got to give yourselves a chance to do more than that. Like, yes, if it ends that way, then it doesn't matter. But as much as you hate the team right now, we can't guarantee it ends that way. We have seen teams enter the postseason worse than this. And then go on runs to the World Series. Again, the 2005 is the one that always jumps out. 2006 is the one that always jumps out at me. The Detroit Tigers in 2006 were terrible for a month and a half. They completely folded. They blew the division to the Minnesota Twins. Their bullpen was terrible. They lost something like, you know, they were like 10 games or 12 games under 500 the last month of the season. They were awful. The Yankees were going to steamroll them. The Yankees won the first game by 100. Bobby Abreu hitting home runs. And then they didn't win another game, and Detroit took it all the way to the World Series. Right? We have seen crazier things happen. As frustrated as I am, as angry as I am, giving up, that's over. Nothing is over. They got 49 games to play. Steve in Holmdale. What's up, Steve?
Hey, Chris.
Hey.
You know, Chris, let me tell you something, okay? My version of analytics is when you have relief pitchers that are very effective, you don't keep swapping them out till you find somebody to blow the game, okay? Mm-hmm. I love the move of bringing Weaver in the sixth inning, mm-hmm. okay? Fried had gave up the four runs, then he actually had three scoreless innings.
Yeah.
Then Weaver comes in the sixth inning, throws 12 pitches, dominates. I say, he's got his stuff tonight. I'm going to try to get a second inning out of him. Maybe it works, maybe it doesn't. But he literally removed three pitchers mm-hmm. that were hot. If I'm winning that game, I'm going with the guy that's effective. I'm not going to keep swapping pitches in and out. And not only that, by what he did by swapping out Bednar for Williams is he set him up to have nobody in extra innings. He went out, even if the Yankees scored, now you're in extra innings with Bird and Hill. And I was so annoyed because as I'm watching that game, as each guy is dominating.
Yeah.
As each guy is dominating, I'm saying, please let Weaver pitch one more inning. Nope. Now I see Duvall. I'm going, wait, Duvall looked great. Please let Duvall pitch one more inning. And then the same thing with Bednar. And
yeah, but here's the point. There's a couple of things. One, he's made the announcement Williams is his closer. Williams pitching in the ninth no matter how they get to the ninth. Like, that's just, he's their closer. He's pitching the ninth no matter how they get to the ninth. Like, especially, like, unless you're going to argue Bednar should have gone another inning. Like, if you go Weaver another inning and then you go, Duvall another inning, when you get to the ninth, you're still pitching Williams. So, like, Williams is going to do what he's going to do.
I'm hearing on the broadcast, they have them all lined up. Yeah, yeah. You know what? These are not computer programs.
No, I understand that, but you're also looking, you're also trying not to overdo them. They're also closers who don't pitch a lot of multiple innings. Like, again, you can't ask a guy to come over here and do things he hasn't typically done with his prior team.
And 11 to 12 pitches.
I understand that. And then he goes out there and gets into an inning where he has to throw 20 to 25, and now you don't have him for tomorrow. Like,
if you bring in Weaver for the next inning and he looks like he's in a little trouble, then you bring someone else.
And then you bring in a reliever instead of giving him a clean inning. Now you're bringing him in with two runners on that you let Weaver get into trouble with.
I just think that these assignments.
I just think that they lost the game, so we have a million reasons why they should have done this or just done that. That's what I think. I understand your point. A pitcher's come in, he looks good, let him go. Why not three? Why stop at two? Why not let him finish the game? Let him go out there until he doesn't get outs. These guys are conditioned for the most part to pitch one inning. That's what they're conditioned to do. You don't want to overuse them. You want to keep the bullpen fresh. You're not going to make these guys throw a ton of pitches. And it's easy to say, 12 pitches. Then he goes out there and, gives up a base hit and walks the next guy. And now you're like, I got to bring in Bednar or Duvall. And now I'm bringing Duvall into a situation with two on and nobody out. With zero room for error. This is how the bullpens are handled. That's not an Aaron Boone decision. That's how it's handled. I really didn't have an issue with how Aaron Boone managed the bullpen last night. I didn't. Even trusting Williams and going back to Williams. I have no problem letting these guys get acclimated, right? We saw what happened on Friday night when he stuck. I was screaming for Friday night to go to Weaver or Williams. I can't scream tonight to not go to them. Like, I got to be consistent. I didn't want Doval's first appearance as a New York Yankee to be the closer of a crazy game like that. But now, you know, and we were all cursing them and talking about how bad they are. And, oh, my God, you know, Cashman traded for a bunch of bad relievers. Now they have one good inning in their next appearance. And it's like, well, why weren't they closing? But now the Williams home run to a 130 hitter and the implosion of back-to-back games, that's it. And they brought in guys, and now they've had a couple of outings, and now they've fit in, now they've traveled a couple different times. Like, that's it. Now, I had no problem with trusting Williams last night. I know, you know, I'm sure many of you disagree. 888-808-1009. You can call me up and tell me why. I didn't mind going to Williams last night. I didn't mind anything Boone did in the bullpen. I didn't mind the batting order with all the right-handed hitters. I thought he should have made sure on the first pitch I would have given Anthony Volpe the steal sign. And I probably would have just left Bird alone after getting the first two outs and not worried about walking anybody. He was in it. He got a terrible swing from Semien. He gets a ground ball. Don't even go out there and talk to him. Now, I don't think it's the worst decision because I understand the walk, and the walk does make sense to me, but I just would have left it alone. I'm not going to go out there and talk to him, make him think about anything, face a different pitcher, oh, this, that, and the other. Go out there and throw your freaking sweeper and go get the final out of the game or the inning. So I disagreed with that. I just wouldn't have messed with it the way he was pitching. Not that I disagree with the strategy necessarily, but just leave it alone. Don't interject yourself into that situation in the 10th. But Williams has got to get that out. He's a 130 hitter. He threw the one pitch in the one spot he can't throw. Anything else, worst comes to worst, it's a base hit or a double, and the inning isn't over, or the game, they still have the lead. That's the one pitch that gets hit out from Jacques Peterson, the one pitch. You cannot throw it. And now, because of that, now I'm done. He cannot be the closer. He is out of the closer's role.